In Australia, there's an estimated 436,000 people living with dementia. By 2058, the number is projected to rise to more than 1 million. A new report shows although 80% of Australians have heard of dementia, more than half don't know how to talk to people with the condition. Caitlin Matreary has more.
One in four Australians feel uncomfortable around someone living with dementia because they don't know what to say or are worried they'll say the wrong thing. This comes from a report released yesterday by Dementia Australia as part of Dementia Awareness Month. 1,500 people aged 18 and over participated in a national online survey focused on awareness and knowledge of dementia, perceptions of stigma in the community, and individual perspectives and experiences. The responses revealed a common fear of interacting with people with dementia. CEO of Dementia Australia, Marie McCabe, says this is because people don't understand the condition.
When people don't understand something, they tend to be fearful of it and they're unsure about how to actually communicate. The really good thing was that many people said that they were worried about hurting somebody's feelings or not being understood themselves. And what it shows is a high level of sensitivity to the fact that people living with dementia's experience of the world can be quite different from people who don't have dementia.
Despite this sensitivity, by avoiding these interactions, people can inadvertently cause those with dementia to feel socially isolated.
We know that if people aren't engaged in the community and if they're socially isolated, they're more likely to develop depression. They're also more likely to develop dementia. And the symptoms of dementia may be exacerbated when people are socially isolated. So it's really important to keep them socially engaged and doing the things that they love.
Ms. McCabe says carers and families can help reduce the social isolation of people with dementia.
Carers and people living with dementia tell us that it can be the most profoundly isolating diagnosis and that many people stop communicating with them because they don't understand. And the more that we can encourage people to understand, the better equipped they are to support their family members and their loved ones and their friends and provide an environment that's really constructive and nurturing for people living with dementia.
Up to 70% of people with dementia live in the community, outside of aged care institutions. Although it can be hard to recognise, dementia can be seen in certain actions or behaviours.
The reality of it is we don't actually know if somebody has dementia or not, and it may show up in different ways, and it may be that somebody is in a restaurant and they're confused about the menu. They can't figure out the menu. It might be that they go to pay at the checkout and they need to take a little bit longer. It might be that they're in a conversation with you and it takes them longer to respond than it would normally. It depends on the circumstance, but the really important thing is that we're willing to, you know, I say to people, are you okay? And is there something we can do to make a difference?
Awareness campaigns can help inform the public how they can help. The Dementia Friends program is an initiative by Dementia Australia aimed to increase the public's understanding of the condition. Its purpose is to dispel the myths of the condition and to share real-life experiences from people living with dementia. Ms. McCabe says the more informed we are about dementia, the better we are able to support those who live with it.
Why it's useful is that educates the community about what dementia is, how to include people living with dementia, and how to maybe identify when people living with dementia in the community may need assistance. And it may be that they can't recognise a $5 note or they can't find their way. And just saying to people, look, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help? Is really helpful.
That story by Caitlin Matreary.